Bethel Native Corporation had big news for its shareholders over the weekend when it announced it will partner with Omni Corporation to build a brand new Swanson's grocery store and a two-screen movie theater in Bethel. For the city and surrounding villages, the prospect of seeing a blockbuster on the big screen will be well worth the wait. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Mark Earhart has the story.
All that can be heard on this stretch of Chief Eddie Hoffman Highway is cars rushing past and a few stray plastic bags rustling in the wind. In a couple of years, that all could change. The cars might be replaced by shopping carts and the plastic bags by popcorn being munched. BNC is partnering with Omni Corporation, the company that owns Swanson's in Bethel, on a project that will undoubtedly garner a lot of attention in the near future.
Project Kipusvik, which will be a store and theater building located along Chief Eddie Hoffman Highway in between the new YK Admin building and the Crowley Tank Farm area.
That's Anna Hoffman, president and CEO of BNC, who announced the new project to shareholders over the weekend.
One side of the building will be a 40,000 square foot store operated by Omni.
Hoffman says the new store would likely replace Omni's current grocery store. Swanson's located on the riverfront near downtown. The other Swanson stores, she says, which include the power sports shop and the hardware store, would remain in their current locations. But possibly the most intriguing part about the new plan would be the other side of the building.
Also in that building, we will have a two-screen theater operated by BNC.
Hoffman says she thinks that Bethel is the right size for a theater project.
Well, movie theater is something that's been talked about in Bethel for probably a decade.
The project will be built by BNC's construction subsidiaries and is to be located on BNC-owned land, Hoffman says.
You know, it's going to be a state-of-the-art construction, so it's going to have a very new feel, welcoming, and it should be comfortable and attractive to the people that come out and shop.
She says the company is finishing up soil sampling and will have to get the project approved by the city. But if all goes well, Hoffman says construction materials should arrive on the last barge of the season. Construction is planned to be completed by the summer of 2014. I'm Mark Earhart.